From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, December 2nd. The Tehama County Board of Supervisors voted last night to immediately close the Corning branch of the county library for renovations. Red Bluff Daily News reports the renovations will include new flooring, lighting, bathroom overhauls, and additional ADA accommodations. The paper reports staff expects the work to take around 30 working days. The library will reopen when the renovations are complete and library materials are returned to the building. And ongoing efforts to restore riparian habitat after the removal of the Klamath Dam hit a new milestone this week. NSPR's Ava Norgrove has more on the Yurok tribe's work.
The Yurok Fisheries Department's revegetation crew has now hand-sown 11,500 pounds of native plant seed along the Klamath River, according to an update posted by the tribe. The seed includes 24 native grasses, herbs, and other plant species that grew in the region before dams blocked the Klamath River's flow. The tribe says they plan to plant nearly 130,000 native trees and shrubs next. The ongoing restoration work is part of a larger goal of the tribe to restore 2,200 acres of land along 38 miles of the river. This, they hope, will help restore the ecosystem for salmon and steelhead, as well as hundreds of other bird, mammal, and amphibian species. Since the dam was removed from the river, over 500 salmon were spotted in creeks previously blocked by the dams. The California Department of Wildlife also reports spotting other endangered species returning to previously inaccessible spawning grounds. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.
In other news, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation says crisis response teams raided several illegal marijuana grow operations in Butte County. Multiple search warrants were served at the sites in September. The department partnered with the California State Parks and Recreation Special Enforcement Team. Together, they destroyed more than 4,500 plants and 1,000 pounds of processed marijuana. They also made two arrests and seized a firearm. And finally, the Butte County Search and Rescue Team is fundraising for new headquarters. The agency relies entirely on donations to respond to over 120 calls per year. NSPR's Anthony Vasek spoke with Public Information Officer Kevin Suckup about why the team needs a new facility.
If you look at the amount of callouts that we respond to every year, our average has increased significantly, especially with the recent disasters that we've had over the last few years. So right now is the time of the year that we normally see a big increase in water rescues when the roads flood. Sometimes they flood quickly and people are taken by surprise. And sometimes, unfortunately, people choose to drive around those signs and get themselves in a difficult position. But that's what we're here for, and that's what we volunteer to do. We are an all-volunteer team. There's about 50 team members. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We take no tax dollars. All of the money that we spend on rescues, training, equipment is all private donations from the community. We have an annual operating budget of about $180,000 a year. We really work hard to raise that money on our own through private donations and grants, but we take no tax dollars. We're a nonprofit organization. We're all volunteers. There's no paid staff whatsoever.
I know that you guys are trying to acquire funds for a new location, a new facility. Can I ask why that is?
Yeah, so the current facility that we're in, which is located at 3965 Morrow Lane, was built in around the early 90s. And at the time, our team was much smaller than it is now. We only had two response vehicles and just a limited number or limited amount of equipment. Now our team has 8 response vehicles. We've got a jet boat. We have a mobile command center. We've got 3 Polaris Rangers. We've got 2 snow cats. We have snowmobiles. We have all this equipment that we need on these technical rescues. And we unfortunately don't have the storage space to store everything. So a lot of our equipment sits outside and it just is deteriorating in the elements. You know, in the summertime, that summer heat really takes its toll on a vehicle. In the wintertime, the rain takes its toll on vehicles. We're in year 2 of a capital campaign that we started in October 1st of last year. And with a goal of raising $1.5 million to purchase property in the South Chico area and then build a new headquarters facility on that property where we can store all of our equipment inside. So we're looking at tripling our equipment storage bay space, doubling our classroom space. We really want to see ourselves as a as a center point of community preparedness for disaster preparedness. And this year, a local business, Vulcan Materials, came forward and offered a matching donation in the amount of $25,000. So we have that going on right now. If you visit butesar.org, you can donate right through our website. And you can also see our vision for our new building, which is called Operation Rescue Ready. And there's a link for that on our page, butesar.org.
I know it might be hard to say, but do you have a rough estimation of how long the entire $1.5 million campaign might take?
We currently have a 5-year master plan to raise the money. And again, we just started year two. Right now, we're sitting right around, we've raised about $300,000 for the capital campaign the first year, which is on target with where we expected to be in the first year of our capital campaign. So we expect to have property acquired and a building at least under construction within that first 5 years.
Are there any other events or fundraisers that you guys put on that people should know about?
You know, our golf tournament, our annual golf tournament, is our big fundraiser, and that raises a very large portion of our annual operating budget. There's many businesses in the area that support us, and but as far as matching donors, it's very difficult to find someone that has that kind of money that they can commit to your team. So if anyone listening is up for providing us a matching donation, it would really help us achieve our goal. When we get a call, for example, for a water rescue like this morning, normally it would take 10 minutes to 15 minutes for one of our team members to arrive at our headquarters. They then have to open up the building, and then they'll have to pull at least one vehicle out and then start moving trailers around to get to the equipment that they need to respond to that call. It adds about 15 to 20 minutes onto our response time. If we build a larger facility, we'll be able to store all of our vehicles inside and connected to trailers and ready to go, so that all we have to do is show up and open a garage door and pull out with the right vehicle. As long as we can stay in the South Chico area, this will reduce our response times by 10 to 20 minutes.
Is there anything that I forgot to ask?
I just want to highlight again that our team is a all-volunteer, donor-funded 501c3 nonprofit organization. We take no tax dollars. There's no one on our team that is paid for what we do. We do this just, again, out of the spirit of community service and giving back to the community.
That was Kevin Suckup from Butte County Search and Rescue speaking with NSPR's Anthony Vasek. And those are your headlines for Monday, December 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.